it's important to know that just as it is important to ensure that nothing goes down our throat, meaning no food, no drink in a state of fast, there are also many batini, inner etiquettes of fasting as well. And unfortunately, at times we disregard and discard these etiquettes. And let me tell you some of those etiquettes. And inshallah, whenever we get an opportunity to fast in the blessed month of Ramadan, we can abide by them to gain the full blessings and spirituality that is found in fasting. Scholars of Islam have said, one of the etiquettes of fasting is that we keep our gaze lowered. We keep our eyes away from anything prohibited. Preserve the modesty of our eyes. This is one etiquette of fasting. Another thing that the ulama have mentioned is that when using our tongue in a state of fast, we should use it only for jais, permissible things. For dhikrullah, for tilawatul Qur'an, for sending salat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to keep it far away from backbiting, tale-telling, swearing, accusing others. Another etiquette of fasting is that we ensure that no prohibited thing is reaching our ears. Nothing that is prohibited to listen to is reaching our ears, or we are not listening to it willingly. We should stay away from that. Another etiquette is that all our other limbs, all the limbs of the body, are kept away from sin. The scholars of Islam have also said that one of the etiquettes of fasting is that at the time of iftar, we open our fast with only halal and tayyib rizq, pure sustenance, halal sustenance. Now think about it, what is the point of going through 14 hours, 17 hours, 20 hours of fasting and then opening your fast with haram sustenance? You won't get rewarded for that. In fact, you'll be sinful. And the scholars have also mentioned that at the time of iftar, when someone has opened his fast, another etiquette of fasting is that he should be between raja and khawf, bayna raja wal khawf, between hope and fear. Hope that, Ya Allah, I've kept my fast for you and I have full hope that you will accept it. But he should also have fear that, what if I'm not included amongst the muqarrabeen, the maqbooleen, those whose fast has been accepted? And what if my fast was rejected because I fell short in fulfilling its rights? So these are some etiquettes that we need to keep in mind. Inshallah, if we do, then we will gain the full blessings of fasting. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.